which is a briefing and public hearing, and that's game reserves and other migratory bird hunting regulations. And Don?
Thank you, Chair Smith, members of the commission, and director's office. My name is Don Craigie. I'm the waterfowl section manager for the department, and here today to talk to you about game reserves and other migratory bird hunting regulations. This deals with WAC Chapter 232.16, and there are 33 WACs in this chapter. Most of them are game reserves, and according to RCW 7708.010, a game reserve means a closed area where hunting for all wild animals and wild birds is prohibited. In addition, in this chapter, we have migratory bird hunting closures, just obviously closed to migratory bird hunting, and there are also hunting restriction areas and shotgun shell restriction areas. So for reserves and closures, these have some of the same goals, but they are to reduce the disturbance of wildlife in important habitat use areas, to manage wildlife distribution, and improve hunting success in surrounding areas. The goal of the hunting restriction areas and shotgun shell restriction areas are mainly to improve the quality of the hunting experience and improve hunting success. Here's a map showing all the closures and restriction areas and shotgun shell restriction areas we'll be considering. You can see here that most of these are in the primary waterfowl use areas, the Columbia Basin, the Yakima River Basin, and Puget Sound. A lot of them are located in the North Puget Sound area. So we've been taking a look at this chapter for several years, and we're trying to update, clarify, and consolidate existing rules in this chapter. It hasn't really been updated for many years. We want to remove reserves and closures which aren't functioning for their original purpose. Another intention of this rulemaking is to improve recreational opportunities for migratory bird hunting and also provide more clear information to the public regarding locations. So in our pamphlets, we have game reserves and closures listed, the descriptions, but haven't really ever produced good maps of these. So that's one goal here. So the review process for this chapter, we conducted an initial evaluation in 2011. That was completed. We started mapping and reviewing the boundaries in 2013 through our GIS shop. Went out for public review last year and this year, and over 75% support in the online survey we just did recently. The commission action is scheduled for April, at the April meeting, and then after that we would be distributing and posting the maps online before the next season. So I mentioned 33 WACs in this chapter, and 28 of them are involved in the current rule actions, and most of these are cleanup of these older WACs and things we found when we were mapping, some problems with the descriptions. Some of them are more significant, including three repeals and five major changes. So those are the only ones I'm really going to talk about today. The minor ones are pretty much just boundaries, adding county designations and other identifying information. As far as the repeals, the first one is the Whidbey Island Game Farm Reserve. Been in place for many years, and obviously it's on Whidbey Island here. That's a map of the area. This area was formerly a department game reserve many years ago, and also many years ago the property was sold to a private organization, and so we're proposing to remove this reserve. The second one is the Yakima River Game Reserve, and this is on the Yakima River, not far from Prosser. This reserve has been in place quite a while and was put in place when the Yakima Valley had much higher waterfowl populations, and it served a function to provide a resting area during the hunting season. But since that time, there's been quite a bit of development within this area. You can see in the eastern part there, and also along in Prosser, a lot of encroachment and development of wineries and hop fields and on and on. So the use of this has really declined, and there's the last surveys we've been doing of this area just had an average of about 50 ducks and 60 geese in the last 5 years in the winter. The last one here for repeal is the Port Susan Bay Canada Goose closure. And this was up near the town of Stanwood in northern Snohomish County. This is not a reserve, it's just a closure for Canada geese, and it was put in place about 20 years ago to protect dusky Canada geese that were a small flock that was in this area. It was the only flock in Puget Sound. But in the last 10 years, we have not observed any Canada geese in that area, so that's want to get rid of that closure. It's not functioning anymore. As far as major changes, there are five WACs, as I mentioned before, that we'd like to amend. The first one's the North Potholes Game Reserve, looking at reducing the size and creating a quality hunt area at that reserve. And this reserve is at the, obviously, the north part of Potholes Reservoir. You can actually see some of the signs on the freeway. But what we're proposing to do here is remove the northern half of the, not the half, but the northern portion here that's outlined in blue. Hopefully you can see that. And then retain the southern part. In the northern part, we would establish quality hunting blinds in that area. And it's the intent is to not impact the southern part and use by waterfowl that reserve. It's a very important reserve, so we want to retain the functions of that. Similar to that one is the Winchester Wasteway Game Reserve, not too far from Potholes. It's to the west there. And again, this is a very valuable reserve, but we feel that we can reduce the size of that and expand the quality hunt area that's to the south of the reserve. We've developed that area with our state duck stamp funding over the years and put in permanent blinds. So we think on the eastern part there we can open that up without impacting the remainder of the reserve. Several changes to the Columbia Snake and Yakima River waterfowl, coot, and snipe closures. The first one is Section 2, which is in Klickitat County. This is a fairly long reserve, been in place many, many years. Last year, Oregon Fish and Wildlife removed the reserve on their side of the river, and also requested that we would also remove the reserve on our part of the river. We did an evaluation of that, and we're proposing to remove the blue area in this section of the river and retain the area near Miller Island, which is outlined in yellow on the Columbia. This reserve gets a little more use than some of the other ones I've been referring to. It's an average of 2,600 ducks, 230 geese, and 1,100 coots. So it's we feel though that this area, it doesn't have a lot of access, and the minimal amount of hunting that would be provided, there's still adequate refuge for these birds using this section of the river. Another one, Section 8, another closure that we'd like to amend the WAC to eliminate this one. And as we did our review, we realized that this closure overlapped the reserve, the Yakima River Reserve, so there were two different regulations for the same area. So as I mentioned before, we'd like to repeal the Yakima River Reserve and eliminate this Section 8 from the closure. Another one here is the Belfair Hood Canal hunting area restriction. We took a look at expanding and clarifying the quality hunt area there that's been in place for many years. This is at the tip of Hood Canal near Belfair. So retitling it to Lynch Cove and Union River, trying to clarify the boundaries there in the outlined area at the upper end of the estuary to allow clear definition of which areas are open and closed, and all hunting within that area has to be within established blinds. As far as shotgun shell restriction areas, we have three of those areas currently in place, mostly in the North Puget Sound area, and they've been very successful in improving the quality of hunting in those areas. It limits number of shells a person can possess in the area, so it kind of forces hunters to pick their shots better, allow birds to come in closer, and also cycle hunters through those areas a little bit faster. So one of those new one we're proposing is at the Johnson DeBays shotgun shell restriction area. That's up near Cedro Woolley. The DeBays SLU unit, that's a reserve that we're proposing some minor changes to, but the shotgun shell restriction area is in an area that's a popular hunting area that's to the east of the reserve. The next one is the Dungeness or Clallam County shotgun shell restriction area, right at the mouth of the Dungeness River. Again, a very popular area for waterfowl hunters, and proposing a 15 shell restriction in that area. And there is an adjustment to this one in your notebooks to the boundary. The last one is the Nisqually unit, right at the south end of the sound near Olympia. And this is the Nisqually National Wildlife Refuge to the south of our lands. Our lands are adjacent to the refuge. The refuge has a 25 shell limit and has asked us to also put in a 25 shell limit on our land, so there isn't any confusion. Their lands abut ours, their hunting area, so we think this is a reasonable request and are proposing the 25 shell limit here to be consistent with them. So those are all the changes for Chapter 232.16. There are two other rule amendments I wanted to present here. Both of these are, again, cleanup changes, but one is the non-toxic shot requirements, 232.12.068. So we're trying to clarify and update the current requirements. In 2009 and 11, there was a phase-in of non-toxic shot requirements to all pheasant release sites, and the specific sites are listed in the WAC. But since that time, there have been several new sites added and some discontinued, and we did not update the list since that time. So our proposed amendment is to remove the list of the 2009 through 11 sites and add new language that refers to all department-designated pheasant release sites. And those are listed online in on our website, easy to see where those are on the maps. In addition, a proposal to add a new shot type, copper-clad iron, which was just approved by the Fish and Wildlife Service. And that's an adjustment listed in your notebook also. The last amendment here deals with the mandatory report of hunting activity, and Brian mentioned this earlier, but it's the goal of this one is to consolidate and clarify our current rules on mandatory reporting. And for migratory birds, those rules were initiated in 1990 with the Brandt season. Then we've added additional ones since that time for snow geese and sea ducks, band-tailed pigeons. Non-reporting penalties were added in 2013, similar to what's done for big game, bear, and turkey. So the amendment will not change any of the current big game, bear, and turkey requirements other than clarifications. It would add current migratory bird reporting requirements that are present in other WACs and retain a maximum of one $10 fee for all the game species reporting violations during a licensed year. So this will allow us to remove reporting language from the small game WAC that Brian talked about earlier, as well as the waterfowl WAC, which the commission will be considering in August. That's about all I have. If you have any questions, glad to answer.
Thank you. Any questions from commissioners? No? We do have one public testimony, George Brady.
Thank you. Yes, hello again. Our comments, the Trapper Association comments on this relate to the fact that we had a trapper arrested last year for trapping inside one of the game reserves after the end of the waterfowl season in the Columbia Basin. And so there's several things that we would like to see done. One is we'd like game reserves open to trapping when there's no conflicting use. And by that I mean if an area is a waterfowl reserve, it would make sense to have that area closed during the waterfowl season. But the day the waterfowl season is over, there's no need for the reserve at all because the entire Columbia Basin is a waterfowl reserve at that point. So I'd like to be able to deal with Don Craigie and with the department to identify those areas that logically could be opened for trapping after whatever the use that's in there was is over with. We'd like to see better signage of these reserves because the area where he was trapping at, there was no signs indicating a closure. There were signs in other areas, but not in that area. Three, we'd like to see all closures listed in the trapping pamphlet. The arresting officer told the trapper that he should have looked in the waterfowl pamphlet to see that he couldn't trap inside a reserve even though waterfowl season was closed. So it doesn't make sense. If we're going to be prohibited from trapping areas, we'd like to know what those areas are, and it should be listed in our pamphlet, not in some other ones. The other issue, which I just learned today, is a little bit different than what I thought. Our members wanted to be able to go through reserves like on the Winchester Wasteway and the Frenchman Wasteway. Even if they couldn't trap inside the reserve, they'd like to be able to float through the reserve so they could trap on the other side. But the signage on those reserves indicate no traps are allowed. Now, Don Craigie today told me that, in fact, the WAC doesn't back that up. The WAC doesn't prohibit you from having a gun inside a reserve nor having a trap inside a reserve as long as you're not shooting or it's not set. So I'd like clarification on that so we can tell our members whether they can float through the reserves or not. We don't want to violate the law, but we want to make sure that if they're allowed to do it, they're allowed to do it. And lastly, when these reserves are repealed, like what Don just discussed, we'd like to see a timely removal of the signs that made them a reserve. Because in the early part of my career, I ran into reserve signs in several places when the reserve had been abandoned years before that. And it's not fair to members of the public to see old, dilapidated signs saying wildlife reserve and not know then whether they can really go in or not go in. So we're in favor of removing reserves that aren't necessary, but we'd like to make sure that the department, soon after the reserve is canceled, eliminate those signs so there's no confusion with the public. Okay?
Perfect timing.
It was.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Thank you, Don.